You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now, we've got a trending report. Get a load of this story out of Virginia about a guy who was cleaning out his truck. And he found an old Powerball ticket from June. He was like, oh, I forgot about this. He went and checked, and it was worth $100,000.
Yeah, it's a good thing he didn't suck that up in the vacuum or anything, huh?
Ladies and gentlemen, will you buy a Powerball ticket for tomorrow night's drawing? It's going to be worth $500 million. Please hold on to it.
Put it in your pocket. Don't put it in the back of your truck somewhere, for God's sakes.
And make sure you check those winning numbers. $500 million jackpot for Powerball, and that is tomorrow night. Pick your six numbers, $2 a ticket, and then you can add the double play feature for $1.
Oh, yeah.
And that would enter your ticket into a second drawing for a shot at $10 million. You know, we're going to be talking here in a second about some football. If you're a sports fan, you could get a luxury suite for every team that you love.
You absolutely could, yeah. Go all season.
All of them.
Or go buy a new truck to have things get lost in.
Right.
Have some fun. Go play. Good luck, everybody.
Good luck. Speaking of football, NFL kicked off last night with an upset. The Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, could not work his magic. They had their banner-hanging party ruined when they lost to the Lions.
Oh,
that's big news. People are like, oh, my God, what happened? We don't care, though.
Don't care.
I mean, listen, it's good for the Broncos when the Chiefs lose, though. It
sure
just
is, yeah.
Speaking of the Broncos, their game is Sunday, 225 Mile High Stadium, as they play the Raiders. And, Jeremy, the CU Buffs game against Nebraska against the Huskers, that's an early kickoff tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. It is officially sold out.
It's going to be insane.
Yeah, the university announced yesterday that there are only two home games left with tickets available. The others have all sold out, including next Saturday's showdown with CSU.
What a time to be going to that school. I mean, it's going to be a hell of a year, hell of a season. The big Buff Stampede kicks off tonight at 7 p.m. Pearl Street and 14th, I believe, is where it's going to start. And they're already saying how many more police officers they had to put on duty, and they're telling everybody to please behave. But the silver lining is all the shop owners up there are rubbing their hands together with all their merch. They're like, let's do it.
That, along with the sellouts that we're talking about, they say in their long history, CU has never had one season where they sold out every game at home. And that could happen this year. They're calling all of this and the sales and everything the prime effect for
Absolutely.
Coach Prime.
It's exciting right now. I would actually like to get up there and try to get into a game. I think it'd be a blast.
Oh, man, it's so much fun.
It is, yeah. They still have the band out there, you know?
A good buddy of mine, Dave Platty, was a big shot with CU for many, many. He just retired. And, man, he used to get me some good seats to those games.
I bet. You just went up there to look at the college girls, though. You're not fooling anybody. You pervert.
What a thing to say.
What a pervert.
Hey, speaking of women, Mexico looks like it'll have its first ever woman president. The two leading parties in Mexico have both nominated women for the election, which will take place in June. So look at that.
Hey.
Mexico's going to get its first woman president. New in theaters, if you want to go to the show this weekend, there's My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3.
They needed a third one, huh?
Tula and her entire family, Jeremy, will travel to Greece to fulfill the dying wish of her Windex-loving father, Gus.
Oh, Gus is dying?
I guess he's... Yeah, or has gone. I don't know. Go see the movie and find out. Then you can, if you don't want to see that, there's a horror flick called The Nun 2. Takes place in 1956 when Sister Irene travels to a girls' boarding school in France to investigate the death of a priest. And Jeremy, she quickly learns that it was Valak, the demonic nun.
It always is Valak, the demonic nun.
Valak, I don't know.
Who cares?
Go see the movie and you'll find out how it's pronounced. And then I got some news for nerds for you because I love news for nerds. So it's possible that we could live much longer and healthier lives thanks to this creature known as the naked mole rat. They have taken it's a longevity gene that's inside this mole rat. And they transplanted it into mice, which is always the first step before they do something with humans. And it drastically extended the life of the mice. And the whole thing about these mole rats is that most rodents live like 3 to 4 years. Mole rats live 40 years. Whoa. And so they say there's something about these rats. And if we can take the longevity gene out of them and transplant it into ourselves, we could live longer, healthier lives.
There is something about this mole rat. I posted a picture of it on our Facebook this morning.
It's quite lovely, isn't it?
You look like a scrotum. They should rename it the scrotum rat.
Scrotum rat. That's spot
it's
on, man.
Pretty gross.
That's funny. And then the other news for nerds that I thought was really hilarious is they actually spent money to do a study to figure out why cats like tuna. Every cat except mine, Niles the Weirdo, is aptly named because he cannot get interested in a can of tuna to save his life.
What his deal is.
He only eats Meow Mix and nothing else. Anyway, but they say they have studied it and they found out it has something to do with their taste buds are slightly different from ours, and they enhance certain flavors. Like, how's that pronounced? Is it umami flavors? Is that how you pronounce
umami,
that?
Umami.
Umami flavors?
Huh.
That's what you find in tuna, and they say the cats are tasting it differently than we are.
Really?
And it drives them crazy. Anyway,
right.
That's a stupid story.
Umami.
umami, wow.
Your boys, Dom and Jeremy.
All right, listen, you better start eating more fiber, like, immediately, because the Wall Street Journal says there's a shortage of laxatives. It's not a supply chain issue. It's an overuse situation, I guess. The report is stating that Americans have developed a laxative habit. We are suffering from excessive constipation because we just aren't eating enough fiber. And I guess laxatives are being taken to deal with anxiety and stress. You're all stopped up because you're all stressed out. So
yeah,
anyway.
They say a lot of dysfunctional bowels because of stress.
Yeah. Yes, anxiety and stress. Yeah, so they say there's also a bunch of hacks on TikTok right now where they're encouraging people to take laxatives to lose a bunch of weight, which obviously is not safe at all. But anyway, if you're popping these on a daily basis, you might want to just eat a bran muffin now or something. I don't know. I take fitness fiber every single day. I got a little jar of fitness fiber that I put a little, I think it's like a teaspoon into my protein shakes every day just to kind of keep things moving along.
You like fitness?
Fitness fiber in my mouth. Hey, check this story out. Police in Goodyear, Arizona confirm that a human skull was found in a box of donated items at a Goodwill store. Fortunately, the skull does not appear to be connected to any sort of murder, death, kill. It was in a box with a bunch of taxidermy items. They say it might have like an archaeological aspect to it of some sort. I don't know what that means. They say there's nothing suspicious about it, but luckily, the Goodwill store caught it before somebody actually slapped a price tag on it and put it out on the floor.
Why can't they sell
it? It's somebody's head, man.
I know, but you said it's not from a murder, so...
But still, it's somebody's head. You can't put, like, $8.99 on that and put it on the shelf.
For it.
On the knick-knack shelf. Anyway,
I put it on one of my bookshelves.
And who donated
that? Right next to all
that?
The Stephen King books that I've got.
Whoa.
Just put a human skull in there, man. I've got some Edgar Allan Poe books. Put that in there.
Yeah, put a human skull next to it.
What would I pay for a human skull?
It's Goodwill. I mean, they probably, like I said, $5.99 maybe. They'll just, you know.
Sold.
What are the odds that I have a story coming out of Mexico, Dom, on the heels of your Mexico story? Here, I should play this.
Avocados from Mexico.
About 11,000 runners participating in the Mexico City Marathon were disqualified for using cars, bikes, and public transportation. They said there's about 30,000 participants, so about a little over one-third were caught cutting the course. It's not the first time this has happened either. They had 6,000 runners that were disqualified in 2017 and about 3,000 in 2018. This is a thing.
I saw this story yesterday, and I was just laughing my butt off.
You hop on a bus.
We are used to, in the U.S. of A handful of people cheating at all of these races, but like you said, 11,000 people taking shortcuts.
Come on, Mexico.
Avocados from Mexico.
God, don't that is
do
hilarious.
That.
Well, it's hot down there. They probably want to take a shortcut or get in an Uber or something.
Hells yeah.
It's hot.
So if you go and buy some new shoes and maybe they look slightly worn and have a little bit of blue tape on the bottom of them, here's why. There's a supposed trend of a bunch of fashion influencers. You know, they're trying on outfits and model them on their Instagram and they're posting about all these outfits. Well, what they're doing with the shoes is they're putting the blue painter's tape all over the bottom of the soles so they can walk around and strut their stuff and walk down the 16th Street Mall in these designer shoes, and then they go home, peel all the tape off, still look brand new, and then they return them. And everyone's calling out these influencers now online for doing such a jerk move.
That is a jerk
move. It is a jerk move, isn't it? But how many years and years and years have people been buying like pants and dresses and keeping the tags on, and you wear them for one event, then you take them back?
I believe you're related to somebody who does that.
You just take them back. What else do I want to tell you? There's some Crocs, Shrek Crocs coming out. If you want to do a Google image search on that, they look
pretty ridiculous.
Oh, and I do want to tell you this story real quick about Ace Hardware. They truly are the helpful hardware folks. There's a parolee in Ohio that wandered around an Ace Hardware store on Tuesday before asking one of their friendly employees where the hedge clippers were. The employee pointed them out, and then the man promptly used the clippers to cut off his ankle monitor. And he stashed it on one of the aisles. He grabbed a free bag of popcorn, as they have at Ace Hardware, on the way out. And he hopped on a bike and took off.
Oh, that's clever, though. Isn't
that great?
Clever.
So kudos to him.
Clickbait.
All right, make your way over to our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Truly one of the most random things you're going to see today. Somebody online ranked the U.S. states based on how easy they are to essentially nibble out of a graham cracker. So you take a graham cracker and you chew around the edges and you like form the shape of the state.
So Colorado's got to be near the top.
They said Wyoming and Colorado and Ohio were essentially the easiest to make out of a graham cracker. While Maryland and Alaska, imagine making that nibbling on a cracker. So anyway, it's just so ridiculous, and it made its way to our clickbait today. Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.